Let me just summarize today's program then. We began talking about the 40-year-old General Electric designed boiling water reactor, BWR Mark I, which four or six of them are melting down as we speak in Japan. There are 23 here in the United States. And apparently when they were first licensed or about to be licensed, the Atomic Energy Agency said these things are incredibly dangerous for reasons that we don't quite understand, even though people from the Nuclear Regulatory Commission have said that they have a 90% chance of failure in terms of their lack of containment because they were built to be light and cheap, and you have to circulate the water constantly. Otherwise, anything goes wrong with the backup systems or the main power system, these things have so little redundancy that they will begin to melt down, which is what's happening. It was an extraordinary story. It's the facts, as far as I can tell. These facts have been available for 40-odd years. It sort of shows you the power of the nuclear lobby to the idea that there's one of these plants up in Vermont that the governor wants shut down, the legislature wants shut down. It's past its useful life, and the NRC just relicensed it against the wishes of the governor and the legislature of Vermont. And had it been a week later or so, they wouldn't have gotten away with it because of what's happening in Japan. But what is happening in Japan really does indicate how incredibly dangerous this technology is in general, but specifically how even more dangerous is the General Electric light water designed on the cheap substandard Mark I boiling water reactors. So that was quite a revelation. And then we segued into a discussion about tensions in the Gulf between Iran and Saudi Arabia following Saudi Arabia's invasion, not invasion, but they sent troops into Bahrain across the causeway to prop up this king who's made himself very unpopular with his Shiite majority. And even though Secretary of Defense Robert Gates recently advised the king of Bahrain that he should not take baby steps towards reform, but he should actually address the grievances of the majority of his people, he's nevertheless cracked down, cracked heads, and now he's brought the Saudis in to back him up and crack more heads. And this, is, of course, is playing right into the hands of the Iranian regime, who would love nothing more than to be able to distract their people from their own unpopularity and the extent to which the Green Movement is seething under the surface there, hating this regime in Tehran that they consider illegitimate. So it looks like the Saudi Arabians are providing Ahmadinejad with a major gift, because he'd be able to say to his own people, look, but the hideous Saudis who discriminate against us on a religious basis are treating our co-religionists in Bahrain. And of course, in general, the Tehran regime of Ahmadinejad is trying to paint all of the problems in the Arab world in terms of the revolutions against these disgusting governments as an example of how terrible the governments are in the Sunni world, without acknowledging that they themselves are the subjects of a great deal of hatred and a great deal of unrest on the part of a huge number of their people, in particular the educated and young Iranians, who loathe this regime. After we talked with an Iranian-American specialist on Iran and on Bahrain, he'd actually spent some time earlier today talking with the ambassador from Bahrain to the United States. We followed him with Yusuf Ibrahim, who's an old friend of mine and somebody that, before the ridiculous war of Bush and Cheney, the invasion of Iraq, when the entire country was cheering us on and the shock and awe and all that nonsense, where the press just fell for all of these lies, I was one of the few reporters that actually talked about the fact that this war would be a quick victory followed by a slow defeat before it happened, and was doing analysis on how insane the war was, in not just in moral terms, but in strategic terms, how in the end it would end up benefiting Iran, which is what it has done. And Yusuf was one of the few people that I spoke to, along with Bob Baer and Graham Fuller, two former CIA people, who said that the Iraq war, before it happened, would be a catastrophe. And of course, shortly thereafter, Bush went to war and everybody thought it was fabulous, you know. So he's somebody that I like to go to, and he really did rip the Saudi regime to shreds, talking about them being medieval and reactionary. And I'm sure I'll be blogging about it tomorrow, so catch that at ianmasters.com.